It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
We're recording because we're just starting without an intro. I don't even feel like so. Obviously, Devin's in a good mood.
Yeah.
She's hair slicked back. She's ready to go.
And she's
somebody gave her a compliment in the gym. See, I know what she did. So let me tell you how the gym works. All right. Let me break it down.
I heard
for
you were pumping some iron.
Yeah. I'm throwing around down there. I enjoy it. I'm the only one who uses the gym for not the shower. Because the locker room is always full.
At Fox, everyone showers.
It's
finally like, reopened.
And people are like, finally, I can take a shower.
Mid-work.
In the workplace.
It's been a long 2 years.
It's like a big
I've
deal.
Been bathing in the sink for years.
Like I'm running into people I haven't seen in years.
In
I'm like,
the
you getting a workout? No, I'm just hitting the shower. Fresh towels. So, you know, it's a big thing. And then they'll be like in line for a smoothie.
Yeah.
Because apparently when they get out the shower, nothing better than a good smoothie. So the weight room is always open. But what happens is when somebody starts working out or starts doing Pilates or yoga or something, the first time they get a little glimpse of change, just a scotch, their outfits change and they become less clothed.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So what happened? Somebody said, notice that Devin had some guns.
Yeah, I did. Devin's
No, 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 no. You were set up.
Yeah.
You were set up.
She wore that on purpose.
That's what I'm getting to.
Got you.
So she probably
that's
got one
point.
Or two compliments, right?
So when did you take the Pilates class? Because I wasn't listening when you were talking. I wasn't.
Nothing new.
It was April, the beginning of April. I took one
beginning
Pilates
of April,
class.
Just one.
Yeah, I took one Pilates
When's
class.
When's the last time you've been in some kind of gymnasium or gym?
Yeah, and when I said
stretching.
You're ripped, why you ripped? You know what she said? Yeah, I don't even work out.
Yeah, oh my God. It's like
I don't work out.
You
first
know,
of all, you, bitch, yes you do.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I don't have time.
I can literally bring an expert. Kevin Kiley is in the next room waiting to do Three Wise Men. He trained at Hard Knocks South with me with Cena and the gym and John McIntyre and all those guys, Rob. Whenever a guy got a good gain or like, you know, had a good day in the gym and someone goes, hey man, your traps look good. The next day, traps are showing. The arms are out. The clothes get skinny. Guys will start out going to the gym in sweats. Sweatpants, sweat, maybe even a hoodie.
Okay.
And a towel. Like you can't see anything but hands and just sweat from working out.
Yeah.
Then they'll be leaving the gym one day and they'll walk into their car and a girl will walk by and say, oh, you look good. You're losing weight. Well, yeah, I started working out. I mean, I'm barely doing anything, but I'm trying. I'm trying. Next day, no sweater.
So you think because I wore a tank top today?
Somebody gave you a compliment on your guns over the weekend and literally...
she was kind of flexing on the couch, too.
Yeah, she was
she
like,
wasn't just resting her arms.
No, she was
actually...
chilling, the double pie
she
stretch.
She had resting flex.
You were basically...
I'm like, okay.
You were basically
because
being,
if I didn't say it, she was going to flex hard. Like, if I didn't say, Devin, you're ripped, she was about ready to, like, drop on the floor and start doing push-ups.
No, what she would have done was she would have done push-ups
yes,
while she was looking
can.
For what was under the couch. Then lift the couch.
Yeah.
You guys see anything?
Yeah.
You guys see anything?
Yeah.
So basically, what you are right now, you're a bag meathead weightlifter guy.
You're a meathead.
You're a guy. You're being very dude-like with... Someone said nice guns. Maybe Stone said, hey, hon, you're jacked. Oh, really? I hadn't noticed. I mean, it's just weird. It's just weird. Everybody has to work at it, and I just have them. I don't know.
It's weird. It's just
so
a natural thing.
Sleeveless, and so no one would be confused, ponytail, because can't have
you
the
can't
hair,
have the hair
over the traps
the,
and the delts.
Yeah, obstructing
you gotta,
the biceps.
You got to go full regalia.
Yeah.
And poor Kat just went in defense mode, like, yo, you working out? Like, why are you flexing?
I was like, wow, you're going to
she thought I was going to punch somebody?
She's ripped.
Maybe it's all the wrestling talks got, you
yeah,
know,
it's the,
secretly it, training.
NWA champion, you have...
One of two things are what's going on.
Me.
Yeah. Either you are working out and you're lying, or you got arm implants.
Arm implants.
No, she's not getting arm implants.
I've thought about it.
You know what? Again,
I've thought about
again,
arm implants.
Guys do that too. And they use a saline solution.
Get like a little bicep implant.
And they implant it with
my arms
oil.
Are like
they put an oil. It's a saline oil that they put in their bicep that makes it big and jacked. As long as nobody touches it because it's like putty. Like it can move around. You know, it's like I think when people get like fake biceps and fake booties and all that stuff, they see it in the clothes.
Right.
And they're like, damn, that looks great. But when they come out the clothes. with a fake booty that doesn't match your thighs. You look like a duck.
Like chicken leg.
And then with the bicep.
It's like you're wearing a diaper. With
And eventually.
A big wet diaper. Yeah. Like when a baby goes in the pool and it comes out. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. And then they say, I did it for you, hun. And you're like, why did you do
that? No one asked you
to do that.
Yeah.
But when a guy flexes, eventually at some point, his gal or guy or whatever is going to touch his bicep.
Right.
And be like, wow, you're so strong. And if it doesn't do that.
Yeah.
It goes, you know, then like,
it's like a waterbed.
Like, what the hell? And then, because they get it. They don't stop. Guys don't stop. Like, at least I give women credit. Like, although you have some where, like, plastic surgery gets a little weird. But guys will keep adding to their bicep, like, weekly, keep adding it to the point where it's like they can't even move. They have this giant oil-filled arm that they walk around with. You'll see if you like. It used to be a guy who was like, "I have the biggest biceps in the world," and like, "Yeah, it's full of oil." And why would you do that to your body? But
the weird thing about plastic surgery with, I mean, I guess at least women, is like you go to Miami and it's like half the people there look like identical twins.
Yeah,
it's
they
the
have
same
the
doctor,
same face,
it's a blueprint,
the same ass,
cookie cutter,
the same boobs.
I've seen videos of people that have come back from like Mexico and stuff that have gotten like BBLs. And that's a Brazilian butt lift.
Okay.
Of course.
Thank
you. Do not know.
Yeah, I did not.
Yeah, a BBL. And you
I thought
can't,
it was a form of Black Lives Matter.
You cannot sit on your butt after you get it done. So they are sitting on the plane, turned around, facing the person behind them with their butt in the air, like holding onto the back of the seat. So they're like turned around completely and their butt is like towards the
so
where
everyone
their face
has to suffer because now there's nothing worse than
and now you're staring at someone
like, hey, girl.
Are
like,
they being rude
hey,
trying
girl.
To watch your movie too, trying to adjust the thing or like, what are you watching?
Exactly.
What's going on? Hi. Oh, not to mention, what if they didn't have a mask on or something? They're just super spreading right on you?
Right, just staring and breathing.
You know what? I've never wanted anything that bad enough, I'm sorry to say. I just don't have the drive. So I guess the question would be, obviously, neither one of you have had any work done to your face or anything like that, right?
Only the bicep implants.
Only the bicep.
Yeah. I thought about arm implants.
I'm sorry, Kat, real quick. You don't have to flex every time you say bicep.
That's what I'm saying.
Literally every time. Like, we get it. I know what a bicep is. I don't need the double. What, bicep? Hey,
she
are
did
you
it
bipolar?
Again.
Somebody say bipolar?
Yeah.
Because these two are bipolar. You never know what you're going to get. Can you flex them individually?
Yeah.
Her wrestling name is the Narcissist. She comes out with a bunch of mirrors behind her, and she flexes. She doesn't even wrestle. She spends the whole time just flexing.
I don't need to.
Yeah, like, I don't even work out, guys.
I don't even
work out. Catchphrase.
Yeah, I don't even work out. Yeah. Like, yes, you do.
You do.
Like, bro.
You know what, though? Some people genetically just, for whatever reason, whatever she's doing, she uses her biceps a lot. So if she reaches for stuff, she does a lot of push-ups.
Yeah, are you in an intramural softball league?
Ah.
No.
Do you play catch?
Are you in an intramural volleyball league?
No, I actually was not even, they had to like make a fake team my freshman year of high school to put the bad players on volleyball.
So she's not an athlete
either. She's not an athlete.
I don't work out. I'm not an athlete, but I just walk around with 14-inch guns because it's just happened.
Hey.
I mean, I can't put sleeves on these things.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a turtleneck long sleeve sweater when it started off, but you know, scissors and some knitting.
It's summer, so I had to cut the sleeves
off. Yeah,
it's summer,
outside,
but it's not that hot, first of all, outside. Inside, it's freezing.
Oh, it's hot
I personally,
because I got two
I'm
tickets
wearing,
to the gun show.
Oh,
boom.
Burr, 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 burr. I'm wearing a jacket.
Yeah, I mean, at least I keep sleeves on
it,
mine. I'm not.
No,
pulling.
You didn't think about wearing a jacket. You're probably cold. There's no way you're not cold.
The last mirror that she saw the day before she left for work got the double buy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's like, she's like phone,
pump
keys,
up,
wallet, flex.
Flex, flex.
Yeah, absolutely.
In that order.
Absolutely. And you're cold.
I'm freezing.
You're freezing, but
it's
you
like 60, the price. Yeah, 67
yeah, yeah, it's 67 degrees in here.
Price.
But she's going sleeveless.
Because sometimes
so she's obviously flexing.
You have to be a bag meathead weightlifter guy,
and that's me today.
That's today.
That's okay.
All you're
I'll
missing is
that.
A weight belt to wear around fashionably.
I mean, I have kind of a belt.
You know, I'm glad that the times, you know, you always say like you wish things could be like they were back in the day and stuff.
Yeah.
All my wrestling heroes that I watched all wore spandex workout pants for women before it was fashionable and a weightlifting belt and a shirt and just and cowboy boots. Like, and now you look back at the stuff now and you're like, oh my God, like why did I cheer for this guy?
Why was I looking up to this
like,
person?
Like, oh my God, I want to be just like him. I want Hulk Hogan at one point wore cowboy boots, black cowboy boots, baby blue cloudy spandex with a white weightlifting belt and then a sleeveless tethered V-neck net baby blue shirt and a bandana, and I thought he was the toughest man in the world.
Well, he also had a like feather boa that he carried
around.
That's older
Hogan.
I know, but even then, like, so, you know, he's carrying around all these props and people still were like, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, it's just amazing how times have changed to where, because that's a lot of pressure. You know, you don't always want to show the guns. I cover them up a lot because people get intimidated.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to do everything I can.
Sometimes
to
you might
people.
Have to get those things registered.
Now I might have to.
If you're
to.
A movie, you'd be Lethal Weapon too.
Exactly.
Boom, boom.
You box.
Oh, I wish.
Catherine Tiff is going to get to the bottom of
like
this.
You didn't just grow those sitting on the couch.
Everything she does like, is a
not,
flex.
Yeah,
did you not see her throw her hands
again.
Up? I don't know. I just don't know.
I'm calling shenanigans.
I wish I knew.
Can I declare shenanigans? I'm officially declaring shenanigans.
Let's get Project Blonde on the phone. Can we get Project Blonde on
That's a great idea.
One?
Project Blonde
Somebody
has all
knows.
The tea.
Stone won't talk.
Stone won't
he's
talk.
Not
because,
allowed to because
no,
he's
because he has to, you know, he'll have to deal with the consequences in his own home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want your home to be like a place
Nothing
where you can chill.
Nothing worse than getting the two-piece from your jacked wife.
Yeah.
And explain that at the office.
That's true, too.
Yeah. And then her sending you a picture of your bicep, you know, got a picture for you, hon. And you're like, oh, your bicep, so hot. Thanks.
Yeah, it's not tank top weather in here, Devin.
She crushes walnuts for fun with her friends.
Watermelons, even.
Yeah.
She can open a beer can with her bicep. It's really amazing.
Absolutely.
The tricks that she does. Hold on to your steering wheels, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
But you know what? You should be proud of yourself. You know, hey, it's not easy.
You're setting unrealistic bicep standards for women.
I think
by not admitting that you're not
working
out.
I think you're coming to the gym early. And working out just for a little bit so you can get the shower without a guilty conscience. I think that's what it all comes
to. If I was going
to
shower at work, I would have at least like lie and pretend that I'd worked out.
Yeah, like,
I wouldn't be like, I'm here to shower.
I would pay money to see Kat with like a towel wrap tucked in her shirt, weight belt, lifting gloves, like, whoo. All right, y'all, I'm going to hit that shower. And the receptionist is like, you haven't clocked in yet, ma'am.
You literally
like,
just walked in.
Yeah. Oh, man, I was doing some power thrust squats before I got in here.
Well, I wear like workout clothes.
Yeah, you're more
to
like a choreographer.
Office.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was just, you know, yeah, sure, I went to the
right.
gym.
People are under the impression. You've already been
yeah,
at the gym.
Yeah, I've been at the gym. But for me, it's just I like to be cozy.
You know, it's funny because coming up here, I ran into the guys from Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, they're all around the building.
Yep. And they were like, Tyrus! And I was like, Duck Dynasty guys, because I can't remember their name. I know one of them's Jeb. It's a lot of J's. A lot of J's in the family.
Jace.
But I used to watch the show. I think we all did.
Yeah,
and I read
that
and
show.
I read the
Duck Commander book.
Yeah, which I think everyone did. It was a really good book. But what made me feel special was like they do not have a dress code either. So it was just the unkept guys of Fox saying what's up with all these people in suits walking by going, what the? I didn't know it was a hunting trip.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because they all had their hats back and they were like, yeah, we tried to go to a restaurant and they wouldn't let us in. I'm like, bruh, eat outside.
Right.
That's what I do. Because I'm not taking my hat off for nobody. And they're like, yeah, man, it's nice to see somebody else.
Oh, they make you take your hat off.
They try. See, that's some racist shit. And you know, I don't think many things are racist. So back in the day, it wasn't about being a gentleman for the ladies and all that stuff. What they would do is to try to keep brothers out. Because we all wore Jordans and hats and stuff. They would say no ball caps and no tennis shoes because they figured that's how they keep the brothers out. So that became a thing. So now whenever they say it, it's like, but I mean, it drives me crazy. I'm like, wait a minute. All the stuff today, everything going on.
Also with like fashion now, everyone wears Jordans with suits or like people are always wearing
because
like,
when
sneakers
this rule came out, everybody wore a damn suit hat.
Right.
Like every guy had a suit hat. That's the only thing that got lost. Why did everyone stop wearing hats?
I would love to wear
every
a little
guy,
like, pillbox hat.
Yeah.
You know,
something
like,
that accentuates the guns.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Of course.
I could like, you know, gun it out.
You know,
actually, I'm going to look at your Instagram and see if you flex in your photos, too.
Yeah.
Because you probably
Catherine Timpf is on it.
Catherine C. Timpf is on the case.
Yeah. But I hate those rules. But yeah, whenever it happens, I'm not taking my hat off. Like, sorry. It's stupid. That's a dumb rule. There's no rhyme or reason. If I take my hat off, I'm not going to be polite.
Look at this picture. Okay, her happy birthday post to Stone. This is not about Stone.
No.
It's not about Stone. It's his birthday, but it's their wedding photo. He's lifting her up, and she's flexing.
Okay, so maybe a couple days at ABC Fitness, or you know, you got
like,
your
clunk I open it up. It's
Planet
right here
Fitness.
On the front page.
You know what? The best part about Devin is when she busts, she just laughs it off. She never tries to talk her way out of it.
She's just like, ha ha,
I guess that's your opinion.
You must hate the wintertime.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Couple pumps. It's like two pistons. It's like having a heater.
You should get a sweater where just the biceps are open.
She's literally wearing one. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would really throw a lot of perverts off. They're like, yo, I can see her. Oh, it's her bicep.
Her biceps.
And then you'll have someone stalking you for your biceps. You know, hey. Like, hey, can I get
you know, like feet pics and stuff?
Yeah,
maybe
bicep,
if there's a bicep
person out
there.
It's got to be, right?
Look, I could use a little extra cash.
Just for flexing. A little flex. See, she did it again.
I can't help myself now.
She's going to do it. Like,
I'm just sitting at my desk.
How's
like,
Jason having free tickets to the gun show? Is he intimidated?
I don't know. We're going to have to talk to him about it.
Because he hasn't been the same since we retired his green shirt.
Yeah.
He really hasn't been. That was his money shirt.
Yeah.
That was the shirt that when he left for work.
Where is that shirt? We were supposed to get that put in a case.
Budget cuts. You know, we.
I'm still looking for a frame for it.
We kind of pushed all our money into Fallopian Tube helmets.
Beer helmets.
Yeah, so that's where most of our funds are at right now. And I got to be honest, the endorsements aren't really rolling in right now like I thought they would. I had the whole Orange Crush thing going on.
Like, please reach
Captain
out to
Captain Crunch. Kat had several different hair products, you know, like we're giving you guys gold here.
We're open to collaboration.
Yeah, you know, and Instagram should be paying. I mean, Instagram's getting all kinds of shout outs here. Kat literally using it on the show.
That's true.
Truly.
You know, I mean, there's got to be, you know, they pay you money for reels and subscriptions. Oh, yeah, that's the whole thing. So now you can be subscribed to on Instagram.
Okay.
Did you guys see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you can just add, people can pay you to follow you.
And subscribe. What does that entail? What do they
you give
get
them
in the
extra stories, and whenever you go on live, they get to be automatically get to be there or something like that. I don't know. I was like, oh, okay. So,
wow.
Yeah. I'm using mine for my fish pics.
Yeah.
But there's the same problem I have with my other Instagram. I don't use it enough. So subscriptions are like, they get like a fish pic with no explanation. It's just random. It's like, oh, here's one. You like that? Is that worth $2.99 a month?
Jeez. So,
yeah, for real.
$2.99 a month?
So I'm being like Apple. I'm giving you a subscription to something you don't need or want, and I hope it's a pain in the ass to get rid of. I hope they have to call me and be like, hey, I want to cancel my subscription. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to put you on hold and then get Kat to make me recordings. You're a caller 1,000. Your wait time is 2 days. Please hold.
The next available person will be.
And every time they call, I keep doing that, and guess what they do? They don't get their subscription canceled.
Well, because they go, it's only $2.99 a month.
Yeah, screw it. If I can have 10,000 people do, screw it.
Yeah. There you go.
And we'll have plenty of sleeveless cutoff bicep shirts for her.
Amazing.
Like, I mean, this is a great scheme for us.
Everybody sign up then.
Or like Kat will give murder tips on her subscription. Like,
she'll share
how
her
to get away.
The name
stories.
Of the podcast is... I do not condone, but if you must.
But if you must.
That's
yes.
A good name.
Yes.
If you must, Kat.
Yeah, and it'll be things like Kat going, pointing and saying, no, don't kill.
Don't kill.
But if you must,
here are some really successful things to do.
Have you been following the Caitlin Armstrong case, anybody?
No,
the
please.
Love triangle?
No.
Okay, I always love triangles, but I don't like love triangles.
Well, this is why.
Explain, please.
I'm more of an isosceles guy.
It was... The guy
always
and, well no because this dude was dating this girl Caitlin
okay
but then he was also seeing this other lady Mo
who,
and they're all cyclists and Mo was like a really good cyclist and he wasn't as good of a cyclist
this
or she
is the
wasn't
murder
yeah and then like he said that he told the cops they started seeing her like Mo when they were on a break, but he was like, oh, I was just hanging out with Mo. But then like you read his texts and actually like he told Caitlin, like, sorry, my phone died. I was delivering flowers to like someone
Coward
like, yeah,
dies
like,
a thousand
so, but
deaths.
Then like right after Mo gets dropped off, she's murdered. And then they see the car of Caitlin there. So she gets questioned by the police. She's not detained. She's gone. This all happened at the beginning of the May. No one knows where she is. She got on a plane.
She got on a plane with a fake name.
Well, do they know that it was a fake name?
They believe that she didn't go with her name because they would have flagged it. They were looking for her. So she got on a plane and went somewhere, and they don't know where. And now they're looking for her, and there's like a huge like nationwide manhunt trying to look for this woman who potentially, allegedly killed her.
So I guess two things we have to define. What does the term hang out mean now? Because I don't feel like it means the same thing when I was a child.
I also don't feel like, sorry, my phone died. I was doing a good deed.
Yeah.
What do you like me to be like, you know, obviously you weren't supposed to be hanging out with this person.
Right, because hanging out is not hanging out anymore.
Right.
Is that right? Right. If you hang out, chances are other things are going to hang out. Is that about right? When they use the term,
it seems
hang out is like code for let's get it on without strings.
Right. But
yeah, okay, so that's what hanging out means. Okay, so if someone says to you, hey, let's hang out, you know, whoa, sir. I don't hang out, bro.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Not going to happen.
No. Yeah. And the second thing, obviously, is she 1,000% killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he should be arrested, too, for some of the worst lines ever. You were doing good deeds. This is why guys always get
like,
caught.
You're not just, like, you don't just, but I, like, honestly, like, this girl must have been following them the entire time.
100%. She was on him.
So the original girlfriend,
they were living together,
was which girl? Not
cohabitating.
Caitlin.
You cannot hang out when you cohabitate,
so
correct?
So Caitlin was being cheated on.
Yes.
And she killed, allegedly, the woman that she was being cheated on.
Yeah. Oh. And the other woman didn't even live in their
town.
How
did she die?
She was there visiting at a friend's house. Shot her up.
Shot her up.
Whoa.
I guess.
I've never.
And I'm not condoning murder.
No.
And
no.
I just, as.
We do not.
As Catherine Z-Temp has said earlier, we do not condone murder, but if you must. I guess my question is, why didn't you just shoot him? Because chances are he was lying to her,
right,
too.
Right.
I never understood that. No,
it's like the guy whose girl, he walks in his house and his girl is on the family table with another man, not doing push-ups, but something similar to that, which is also good for your biceps. And he wants to fight the guy who was invited. Now think about the other guy. He was invited to somebody's home for sex.
Right. He might not have known what was.
He probably didn't know. And he's a guy. He didn't care anyways because he wasn't really listening. He just heard my house Wednesday between 3 and 5 p.m. He shows up. You want to fight him to keep her. But she gave him directions to your home. Let him in your house. Let him at the table where you have your meals of food, where you raise your children, where you make decisions to pay your bills. And you're mad at that guy. Why wouldn't. Again, if not, you shouldn't beat anybody up.
Right.
Okay.
Amen.
And this is the one time that I can't say if you must.
No.
Because you shouldn't beat him up. And I know I said before, why didn't she kill him?
Right.
This is the one time I can't say, well, you should beat her up.
Right.
You should not beat her up. If you're going to beat something up, the refrigerator's always asking for it. There's always those mouthy cabinets. And then leave in a blaze of glory.
You can fix a hole in the wall.
You can. And you can leave. You can be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah,
just make sure you have your car keys before you make a statement like that. Because walking back in for your car keys is the lowest you will ever feel in your entire life. Fuck this. I'm out. I'm done. Deuces. Never wanted to be in this. I've been a prisoner. I'm free. I'm Shawshank. My ass. I'm out. Bye. Hello, world. Down the steps to my car.
The best thing to do, actually, if you find somebody's cheating on you and like you don't, they don't know that you know, is to just be gone and never talk to them and have them wonder forever if they found out, how they found out.
Don't give them the satisfaction.
Don't let them cry and apologize. Just be gone.
It was a moment of weakness. There was four of them.
Yeah.
There was four of them. It's not
it was
a moment
4 years.
Of weakness.
4 years
just
of weakness.
Just tell me what weeks you didn't cheat on me, and I'll try to remember those.
Exactly. It's
well, like was when we first met,
anger.
And then, I do agree with that, though. If you suspect If you suspect a cheater amongst you,
yeah,
nary a time is it ever show your hand.
No matter how big the biceps,
you gotta lay low. And here's the deal: you need to understand that most likely the only reason they're going to stop is if you catch them. So if you leave and don't tell them why. Just it's not working out. It's not, you know, you just don't have enough time, you know, with all your good deeds of delivering flowers and
to the elderly
and solving problems and, you know, trying to go out in the beach and get all the plastic you can to save the sea turtles.
Right.
I'm just selfish. I want someone who's going to be there for me. It's not you. It's me.
Right.
I'm out. And then as you're walking out, they go, is it because of Liz? Because we're just friends. We're just friends. And you're like, oh,
Funny that you mentioned that.
Nope.
Oh, you don't even say it. You just walk
this
away.
Is a Tyrus and Tim classic advice right here. You just look at them, say, all good, and keep walking.
All good.
Nothing says you better than all good, as we taught
all good, but
Tatiana.
Then nothing else. Tatiana. No matter
nothing
what they
else.
Say, if they continue, you're not answering.
No. It's
all good.
All good.
And
for the rest of their days.
Good.
All good.
Nothing else
no,
to say.
All good.
Perfect
all good. Word. Means good. Whatever you
and
want
you
it to be.
You don't keep saying all good. Like,
yeah.
You say all good.
And then it's done.
That's it.
That's it. Every
full
time you
stop.
See them, all good.
It's all good.
All good.
Because literally be like, sir, you got 50 years in prison. All good.
All good.
Hey, heard your son was born healthy. All good.
All good.
Yeah. Ooh. Yep.
Nice biceps.
All
both good.
Yeah.
So, you know, yep. This isn't free, by the way. I mean, someone's going to start paying for this. Seriously.
$2.99 yeah. on Instagram.
Seriously, something. Subscribe. Yeah, subscribe to my... to my IG. I promise there'll be extra stuff coming soon.
Like, I love that. Coming soon. Stay tuned.
Stay
big
tuned.
Things.
Big things happening. Just right around the corner.
I never understood that,
now.
Why people like post on like Facebook givers be like, got a job interview. Like,
yeah.
What? Like, you didn't get a job.
Job, yeah. No. Never post the interview.
Never post
you
the interview.
You can post the first check. But don't post the interview because there's nothing. Because then, well, it really wasn't for me. Yeah. I didn't get the job.
Or like, we decided it was.
There's
the
something
best
really
bet.
Exciting in the works that I can't talk about just yet.
Yeah, but I will
so
soon.
Then don't, bro.
Yeah.
Then don't.
No one's
I met
forcing
someone
you to be
last
on Twitter.
Night. I'm not ready to come out publicly, but I met someone and like, and then what happened? Oh, they met someone too.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. Like people.
All good.
That's nasty attention seeking that we all have to stop doing. You know, like. Coming soon, the new me. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I can get off of doing social media. I'll just put under construction sign, new Tyrus
there
under construction. And just post that.
New Tyrus coming soon.
And Kat can just post new Kat, but in a black box.
Yeah.
Just a black box. You should see this in a big box.
Exactly. Yep. Coming soon.
Yeah, swipe for a surprise. And the surprise is that the box just gets bigger.
Yeah, or a picture of a kitten playing with something.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, we could be like those things like see Tim's house and then you got to go through 90,000 things before you ever get
there.
Yeah,
we never got to see her fabulous home.
We never
home.
Did get to
I,
her
I can't
home.
Wait to
I'm still
see
disappointed.
It. I should post Instagram.
Yeah, coming soon.
Coming soon. I love
my house.
First, I got
to
get one.
Yeah.
But
so
I don't have to mention that.
Yeah, I don't know if
no,
it's
yeah, you don't need to mention that you don't have a house.
House tour coming soon.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah. Hey, it's coming soon.
Yeah.
Soon is a relative term.
Right.
Yep.
What's soon to you?
Yeah.
Could
yeah,
be next
yeah.
week. Could be in
time
3 years.
No matter what happens, remember, kids, it's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Well, is that our new ending? Is enough said gone and all good in? Way to go. FNU guy, turn on the lights.
For more podcasts where you can get advice about murder. And
workout tips,
bicep tips.
Although
I think we're really known for murder tips.
Yeah.
But again,
we don't condone it.
Not murder.
We don't condone it.
We don't condone
if
it.
You must.
Yeah, we're just saying.
It's
like,
all about the exit strategy.
Yeah.
And speaking of exit strategies, for more podcasts like this, just like
this,
you can catch us at foxnewspodcast.com. She's the Timf.
Yep.
I'm Tyrus. Devin, give us the double bye and take us home.
Enough said.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.